Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, as I mentioned in the podcast, Harry and Meghan honored Commonwealth soldiers by visiting the Los Angeles National Cemetery for Remembrance Day. Surely that could not somehow become a controversy, yet it has. Piers Morgan tweeted, "My God, they even turned Remembrance Sunday into another self-publicity stunt. Have they no shame?" The Express shares that Mr. Morgan's mentions were flooded by fans of the royals who thought he was being unfair on the couple. After being told to leave them alone by a Twitter user, Mr. Morgan added, "If they want to be left alone, they wouldn't do PR stunts every day to get media attention." When another user questioned whether he would praise Prince William and Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, if they posted similar photos, the GMB host said, "Yes, they do their duty, the Sussexes don't." In another tweet, Piers added, "Just outrageous, treating Remembrance Sunday like a PR opportunity and trying to steal headlines from the real royals doing their duty back home." The Duke and Duchess of Sussex faced similar comments from Richard Palmer, the royal correspondent of the Daily Express in London. He wrote on Twitter, "The rift between the palace and Harry and Meghan is likely to deepen again. Why the need to take a PR photographer and publicize your private act of remembrance?" The Express further gathered the reactions of some civilian royal enthusiasts. One wrote on Twitter, "Their royal titles and privileges are in the gift of the monarch. The Queen gave them their titles and the Queen can remove them. The 12-month probation period the Queen gave them is almost complete. The royal titles and privileges will be removed quite soon." Another person said, "Time for the Queen to remove titles from the hapless Harry and me again, and to remove hapless and his descendants from the line of succession." Someone else told the couple to stop pretending they are still members of the royal family after stepping down earlier this year. They said, "Yes, live the way they want to live is fine, but they are not royals anymore, so stop pretending you still are. You're either in or you're out." Another person lashed out at the couple and said, "What the hell does it take to strip the titles, the money and the perks, and say take your abnormal need for attention while selling clothes at the expense of dead servicemen and women and leave?" And from a different point of view, Dion Grant tweeted, "The royal family didn't lay a wreath on Harry's behalf. He and Meghan laid one in LA. If they didn't post pictures of them marking Remembrance Day, the media would have turned that into a story. Now they have. It's a publicity stunt. Just say you hate Meghan and go." At her own Remembrance Day ceremony, the Queen broke tradition, albeit not for a small reason, social distancing. The Queen stood with her lady-in-waiting instead of Kate Middleton and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall. It is tradition for royals to stand in order of rank. In previous years, the monarch has stood on the same balcony as Middleton and Camilla, as they are two future Queen consorts. Royal Central reported that because the Queen's lady-in-waiting had been isolating with the monarch, it was much safer for her to accompany the Queen. Their husbands, Prince Charles and Prince William, are closest in rank to the Queen, at first and second in line to the throne. In the past, Meghan Markle stood on a separate balcony with Sophie, Countess of Wessex, and Tim Lawrence. The Daily Mail reports the Queen and the rest of the royal family will not be able to jump the queue for a COVID-19 vaccine. No one will be given special treatment when the country launches its mass immunization drive next month, according to a senior government source who has assured the public the jabs will only be obtainable through the NHS. Even rich companies won't be able to skip the line. Guidance from the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, published in September, said care home residents and their carers will be at the top of the pecking order. Those over 80 will be next in the queue, including the Queen at 94 years old, followed by those over 75, over 70s, over 65s, and high-risk adults under 65. According to the priority list, Prince Charles, 71, would be among the fourth group to get access, with the Prime Minister at 56, placed ninth in the over 55s, and Prince William, 38, in the last group, 11th in line. Presumably California resident Harry will have to trudge on over to the CVS like the rest of us. There you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.